As I said, this is a command performance commanded by Baba's little lovers who are here and want to hear stories from me of the time when I was their age, which I can't believe right now I ever was. Well, you know, I don't remember my very first story. But then I heard that from my mother. That is the time when I was born. And it seems when I was born, Baba, with Merwan, was outside waiting to hear whether it's a girl or a boy. And I was told that he was the first to hear it when the nurse came out and announced to him, it's a girl. And very few minutes after that, he came in and he picked me up. I hadn't even been washed yet. And mother was shouting from the bed, Mero, put her down. Put her down. She hasn't even been washed yet. Don't touch her now. But I was told that in spite of that, he held me, cuddled me, put me down, and then he went. I don't remember that first story, how I wish I did. I don't remember the 2 years Baba was still visiting home when I was a child, up to 2 years, or almost 2 years. But he must have prayed with me, and when I was very little, he probably changed my nappy as well. I don't remember. And held a milk bottle for feeding. But this again was told by my mother that when he left home for the last time as Meher Baba, he rocked me in my cradle, rocked my cradle in which I was, and said to mother, she is most fortunate, most good fortune. And those were the last words when he left as Meher Baba. And mother used to say, yes, mummy, you are good fortune. But, and then she would look a little wistful, which used to please me because it made me realize her love for Merwan, for Baba, because she would say, well, mummy, you were most welcome because I was a girl. The rest, all I had so many brothers. She said, you were most welcome, but you came into the house and my Merog left the house. That would be sort of, she said it lovingly. I mean, they were very happy to have me. I was a very much welcome child. I had a happy home. I loved my parents. But most of all, above everything, I loved Baba and I wanted to go and live with him for always. And that is a story that comes later. Now, I will tell you the next story, which I remember. I was not 4 years old, and the only story I remember of the age when I was 3 and a half is a Baba story. And this is the story I'm asked, requested to tell today, so I will begin with that. I was 3 and a half years old, and Baba was in Manzilamim, which is in Bombay. You will read about it when you grow up, or you may have heard your mommies tell you about it. But it's the place where Baba first gathered his men. They were Zoroastrians, but they were Hindus, they were Mohammedans. The first training of his disciples was experienced in Manzilamim. And Baba was talking then. He wasn't on silence. I remember going to Manzilamim. I remember my mother taking me to Manzilamim, going to Bombay from Pune. She would often go whenever there was a chance to be with Baba. So she took me along. And I remember the place. Years later when I saw a picture of Manzilamim, I knew, yes, this is as I remember it. The front, the veranda, the place. So whenever I would go to Baba, Baba would immediately gather me up, make me sit on his lap. I received a lot of cuddling, a lot of love from Baba throughout my childhood. and of course always, but this was in a different way. And so when I went to Manzilamim, Baba, I ran to Baba, I ran for it, and he picked me up and kissed me and cuddled me and made me sit on his lap. And I knew, I'd already planned in my mind what I was going to say. So I said after a while, it's my birthday next month. I think it was just a month or two before my birthday. I'm not very accurate on actual days, but the date and the year I remember. It's my birthday in a month. And Baba said, your birthday? He looked so happy, beaming. Well, he said, and what can I send for you? Because before that, he had sent some toys for Adi and me, the younger brother and me, with Jal. But that was some time ago, some months ago. So he said, your birthday, what can I send for you? And I knew the answer exactly. Because in our alley, there was a girl who had a tricycle. And it's the first tricycle we had seen in our alley. And all the little children would come out, eyes agog. Oh, but she wouldn't let anybody else use her tricycle. The little girl wouldn't let anybody else sit on it, and I wanted very much to sit on the tricycle. But I never had a chance. So when Baba asked me, well, what can I send you for your birthday? I said, a tricycle. You know, the kind with three wheels. Done, said Baba. You've said it, and it's done. You'll have a tricycle. But I wasn't going to let him go that easily. I want it stamped, sealed, tied, you know. And I said, no, you'll forget. You'll forget. Baba looked at me with mock horror, said, forget? How can I forget? When you love someone, you never forget about them, what you have to bring them. How can I forget? I love you. How can I forget your tricycle? Well, still, I wasn't quite this thing. He promised me. The promise was all right, but I wanted something more. I said, no, you'll forget. I'm sure you'll forget. Then Baba did something, which is, I have to explain to you. In the Indian customs, the Indians, if they want to prove that they're 100% sincere in what they're saying, it's true, they will say, they will catch the skin of the neck like this in the front, pull it out a little bit and say, I swear I won't forget. But you swear by something very precious to you. You know, you swear by your child, you swear by your beard, you swear by your religion, you swear by whatever is most dear to you. But that is the thing. So at last, Baba, with his fingers, caught the skin of his neck and said, I swear I won't forget. I swear by a hen. Ah, I was totally satisfied. Baba swore. I mean, he said swear, then you can't break that. So this was properly done. Now, I don't remember what goes after that, but the next scene I remember is that it was my birthday was approaching. I was home with mother, and every time somebody knocked on the door or every time somebody came to the house, I would run out. I was so sure it was my tricycle. But no, it was not my tricycle. The tricycle never came. And I kept thinking about Baba's words. He said, I never forget. I swear I won't forget. How can you forget when I love you? I can't forget. But what was this? Then came my birthday. And I remember, I simply remember that I was miserable on that day. It was my fourth birthday, which was made a big thing of, as is customary in the Zoroastrians. And I was made to stand on a nice wooden platform on which there were designs of chalk and flowers. And I had this beautiful white lace dress. And the flowers were given and the prayer, some prayer words have to be said. And then they put 100 rupee notes in my hand, and then they took it away to put in the bank and gave me 4 rands. But I was miserable. And they gave me chocolates and all the nice things that happened. I didn't enjoy anything. Baba doesn't love me. It was no longer the tricycle now. Baba doesn't love me. Baba forgot my birthday. He doesn't love me. He said, if you love, you don't forget. Now, Thursday, we are in Mehrabad. Mother has taken me to be with Baba at Mehrabad. So usually I'd run to Baba the moment I got down from the horse carriage. Just rush to wherever Baba was, whether he was with the men or whether he was with the women. Being a child, I could go any place. And I just rush up. Well, this time I didn't. And I saw Baba. And Baba looked a bit surprised. And he ran towards me and picked me up and was cuddling me. And he found that this little lady was very stiff in his hands. No, I wasn't responding. And he said, what is this? What is this? So there, I remember sitting on his lap again. And he said to me, what is it? What is the matter? And I shook my head and said, nothing. And he tickled me, and I wouldn't laugh. And then he said, what? Something is the matter. Did so-and-so do this to you? No. Well, this must have happened. No. I know, said Baba. Mother must have scolded you. I'll see to that. No, not Mother. Then who, said Baba? Then I turned round. While I'm sitting on his lap, I turn my head around and point a finger straight at him and say, you, you. Baba says, me? He looks so innocent, so surprised. Me?
Yes, you. You promised. You don't love me. You don't love me.
But of course I do. No, you promised you sent me a tricycle, and you didn't. You said you'd not forget my birthday, and you didn't send me the tricycle. And Baba's looking, you know, very bewildered. And then I said, and you even swore. You swore by hand, and you didn't do it. Ah. Baba's face cleared. That's right. I swore by hand. Do you think I really forgot your tricycle? How could I? Of course I love you. Of course I didn't forget. And I swore by a hen. True. But what can I do? The hen died. And I was so totally relieved and satisfied. It wasn't Baba's fault. He loves me. It's that wretched hen up and died. And it's the hen's fault. It wasn't Baba's fault. Oh, then I just jumped off his lap and you know, embraced him and cuddled him, and I was happy. All was right with my world, and everything was joy and sunshine. And I never thought about the tricycle. I never got it. I didn't want it, but I was reassured Baba loved me.